Touch the leg and welcome to Tibet This Week, a weekly news edition on Tibet, His Holiness the Dalai Lama and Central Tibetan Administration. Let's have a look at today's headlines. His Holiness the Dalai Lama expresses solidarity with victims of Taiwan earthquake. His Holiness the Dalai Lama attends long life prayer offered by Tepa Association and people of Burang. Conference on Tibet-Mongol relations successfully concludes with promises of future collaboration. Office of Tibet in Kathmandu launches Losel Gugen textbook. Deputy Speaker meets with ICT board member Steve Shodier. On Thursday this week, a jubilant crowd of Tibetans and locals in Dharamsala showed up in large number to welcome the Kapilavastu relics of Buddha Shakyamuni brought by its custodian, Most Venerable Waska Duve Mahindawamsa Nayaka Thiru of Rajaguru Sri Subuddhi Mahavira Monastery of Sri Lanka. The Buddha Shakyamuni relics was brought to the main temple and was presented to His Holiness the Dalai Lama at his residence in Dharamsala.
Today we were able to offer the Buddha relic, the holy relic, part of Buddha's own body. And this Mahanayaka Thero from Sri Lanka, a highly respected monk. In Sri Lanka there are two main monasteries. One is in Kandy, where they have the Buddha's tooth relic. And this Venerable's monastery is in nearby Colombo. And he has quite a few relics, and he wanted to offer it to His Holiness to show his appreciation on the behalf of all the Sri Lankan Buddhist community for His Holiness's work for the humanity and for particularly for the service for the Buddha Dharma that His Holiness has done for the last more than 60 years. So to show the appreciation, this is he's offering this relic, yes.
This marks a special and momentous occasion for us, for Sri Lankans, all the Sri Lankans, not only the Buddhist monks, but as well as lay people as well. And I think this is a momentous occasion for entire Buddhist community in the world, because we were able to gift the holy, authentic and sacred relics of the Buddha, because these were found from the Piprava excavations in Kapilavastu. And it is documented, these are the authentic ones and well-documented relics. These are the only documented relics in Sri Lanka. These relics are enshrined in Mahanayaka, most esteemed Mahanayaka Thero's temple that is located about 30 kilometers away from the capital of Sri Lanka, that's in Waskadua area. And here, this Venerable Thero is the chief incumbent of this temple.
On Wednesday this week, His Holiness the Dalai Lama has written to Tsai Ing-wen, President of Taiwan, the Republic of China, to express his sadness to learn of the loss of life and extensive devastation of property and infrastructure that has taken place during a powerful earthquake off the east coast of Taiwan on Wednesday morning. His Holiness offered his prayers and condolences for the lives lost and for those who were injured as a result of this natural disaster. On behalf of the Central Tibetan Administration and Tibetan people worldwide, Sikyong Bimpa Tsering wrote a letter to President Tsai Ing-wen of the Republic of China to express his heartfelt sympathies and prayers for the loss inflicted by the devastating earthquake. In his letter, Sikyong conveyed his thoughts and prayers, particularly with those who have lost their loved ones, sustained injuries and endured losses as a result of this tragic event. Additionally, Sikyong extended his sincere admiration to the countless individuals who are tirelessly providing emergency support and engaging in rescue efforts on the ground. On Wednesday this week, His Holiness the Dalai Lama attended a long life prayer offered to him by the Thepa Association and Purang people at main Tibetan temple in Dharamshala. Ling Rinpoche performed the prostrations and offered a mandala to His Holiness. He followed this with a series of offerings and rest of the rituals of the long life prayer to His Holiness the Dalai Lama. His Holiness, during his address, once again said he pray and he is determined to live more than 100 years. Furthermore, His Holiness said that he would like to encourage people to have a keener sense of ethics and to serve humanity and through understanding the functioning of their minds and emotions to cultivate peace of mind. Earlier this week on Monday, the two-day Tibet-Mongol Relations Conference commenced at the Library of Tibetan Works and Archives Hall to discuss prospects and challenges in Tibet-Mongol relations since the 20th century and the path forward. Several Tibetan and Mongolian scholars and dignitaries, including two former Mongolian ambassadors, attended the conference organized by the Li Futut Foundation from Mongolia in collaboration with the Tibet Policy Institute and Moscow-based Tibet Cultural Center, Office of Tibet. Representative Thelo Tulku Rinpoche from the Office of Tibet Moscow, in his keynote address, appraised the gathering about his role as the Kalmyk-born Tibetan Buddhist Lama serving as a representative at the Central Tibetan Administration. While acknowledging the historical ties between Tibet and Mongolia, the representative called for the revival and strengthening of that relationship in the modern era.
Honored and blessed to be the only, I say this jokingly, but in reality, it's a fact. I happen to be the only non-Tibetan Tibetan bureaucrat. I've been serving as His Holiness the Dalai Lama's representative since 2015. It's been a blessing. It's an honor to serve not only His Holiness the Dalai Lama, but also to serve the Tibetan people. I grew up knowing the tragedies, the struggles, the movement, the ideology, the policies, and I'm still behind. And that's something that I will live with for the rest of my life. My support is unwavering and will continue till the last day.
During the 2 days conference, the speakers discourse on Mongolia and Tibet in 1900 to 1913, from Qing dynasty control to independence, prominent Mongolian personalities from the 20th century, and significance of His Holiness the Dalai Lama's visit to Mongolia in 1979 and 2016, and many more. During the second day of concluding session of the conference, Representative Thelo Tulku Rinpoche underscored revival of close relation between the two communities through organization of similar meetings in the coming years. He implored Tibet Policy Institute to form a research team to thoroughly study the relationships between Tibet and its longest ally, Mongol. In his concluding remarks, Director of Tibet Policy Institute, Tawad Tsering, declared, "As this historic summit comes to an end, a new phase in the restoration of the connection between Tibet and Mongols has started." Sigyong Pempa Tsering, in his concluding remark, recommended that Tibetan and Mongolian scholars form a research team to produce comprehensive histories of Tibet and Mongol relations containing the perspectives of both sides for the future references. The Himalayan Buddhist Library and Culture Center, affiliated with the Office of Tibet in Kathmandu, held a book launch ceremony on 27th March to inaugurate the Losel Gyulge textbook composed and compiled by former Kalun Kirti Rinpoche. Chuwa Khyentse Rinpoche graced the event as the chief guest along with special guest representative Tsepri Lobyen Tulku Ngawa Chokdrup from the Tibetan Refugee Welfare Office, also known as Office of Tibet. Around 70 attendees, including Secretary of the Office of Tibet, former Tibetan parliamentarians based in Kathmandu, Tibetan settlement officers, President of the local Tibetan Assembly, President of the Regional Tibetan Freedom Movement, heads of the local Tibetan schools and monasteries, and representatives of the Tibetan NGOs attended the book launch. Representative Tsepri Lobyen Tulku stated that it is the directive of the Department of Religion and Culture of Central Tibetan Administration to incorporate the Losel Gyulge textbook into the monastic school's curriculum. On Tuesday this week, Sigyong Bempa Tsering met with Steve Schrodier, a board member of the International Campaign for Tibet, along with his family members and Tenchoy Gyatso, ICT president. Following their meeting with Sigyong, the guests from ICT then had meeting with Deputy Speaker Doma Tsering Tegang, where they were briefed on the Tibetan Parliament in Exile, its evolution, functioning and composition, followed by a guided tour of the Parliament Hall. Explaining on the Tibetan Parliament's initiatives such as periodic visits, advocacy campaigns, outreach programs and more, the Deputy Speaker expressed profound gratitude to the government and people of the U.S. for their steadfast support of Tibet's just cause, particularly through the adoption of numerous Tibet-related bills in the U.S. Congress. The Deputy Speaker highlighted His Holiness the Dalai Lama's provision of reservation for women's representation in the Parliament, which has played a pivotal role in empowering Tibetan women, enabling them to assume leadership roles within the community, including within the Central Tibetan Administration. That is all the news for this week's edition of Tibet This Week. Thank you for watching Tibet TV.